This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 20 minutes past 7 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Dean flying solo. Now, remember during Radiothon last year, Rach and I had a tower of torment filled with challenges that we had to do if we hit certain financial targets. Well, we have done like the top tier and the bottom tier of our tower of torment, but we've kind of not gotten around to the middle. And when I say we, it's actually me. I haven't gotten around to all of the things that we have to do in the middle. They're all sporty things. So before we hit Radiothon this year, I figured it's time for me to get back into it, get this list sorted and cross plenty of things off, which involve a little bit of water polo with Melbourne Surge. I tried wrestling. That was good fun. And different extreme exercises of different kinds. So we're going to have a bit of a roll with that over the next month or so before Joy Radiothon's back. And I decided it's time to start crossing a little thing off the list called training with the Melbourne Chargers. The Melbourne Chargers were the first sporting team for our Tower of Torment to put their hand up and say, we absolutely will absolutely have you come and join the training with us, Dean. More because I've spent years on the sidelines with the Chargers, taking photos, cheering them on, but have never actually played. And I think a couple of them want to just whack me down to the ground and tackle me for shits and giggles. So I decided to head along to a training last night just to find out how much preparation I need to do, because the Melbourne Chargers are not only preparing for the Bingham Cup this year, which is in Italy, they're also preparing for In the Flesh, their spicy fundraiser that's happening this Saturday. I'm going to be coming and doing my very first training. I've gone to Bingham with everyone. I've sat on the sidelines constantly. I've never actually done anything remotely rugby-y in my life. But because of Joy's Radiothon, Tower of Torment's happening. And when we hit a certain amount of money, I had to guarantee that I was doing training with the Chargers.
Oh,
so
amazing.
And Ash has been waiting to have me be tackled and pummeled and all of that stuff. What kind of preparation do you think I need to do when I come for training?
Blind confidence. That's what it's all about.
That's all I need.
That's all you need. Blind confidence. I got told to just keep doing stuff until I got told it was wrong. That was my advice to joining rugby, which has worked out so far. It's just keep doing things until the ref tells me it's wrong, until Ash tells me it's wrong, and then we'll fix it up from there. So
I mean, that's not going to be a problem for me. I know I'll definitely do things the wrong way. I just don't know whether I'll do any of it right. I'll have to listen to Ash, who's the coach, but I don't listen to Ash usually, so...
The biggest thing is just have fun with it. Like, you don't want to stress yourself out. The more relaxed you are in a drill, the more fun it's going to be. You're going to pay attention more rather than being like, oh my God, what's going on? Just enjoy jumping with the guys.
What do you think I need to, what's one or two of the most important things I need to think of when I'm prepping for training?
One of the main things in prepping for training is that this is a winter sport. It's cold and it's wet and it's muddy. So you need to be ready to be really dirty, to get properly filthy when you're here with the boys.
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Comfortable shoes, sensible clothing, just like an athletic gear, most of all, and just a willing attitude just to jump into the unknown and join a bunch of great guys to learn something new.
That seems easy.
Yeah.
You're finally getting me to come to the training for the Tower of Torment. I'm going to be doing it in the next week or so. How do I need to prepare for the training? What do I need to think of?
You need to get in the mindset that I'm going to punish you. So that's going to be fun for me. Also, you're going to need a lot of energy, so eat a big meal a couple of hours beforehand.
How many hours? Like, wouldn't I throw it up? I feel like I'm going to be running around like crazy.
But that's part of the fun. For me.
For you.
So like have a big lunch. Maybe have a protein bar or something like an hour before training. But yeah, just get prepared for me to really work you hard.
Only in a sporting way. We're just friends.
Just friends.
Mum, don't get excited. I just got told by Rob Ma, just sensible shoes and comfortable clothes will be the way to go. I look at you guys training, they're the shoes with the spikes. No one is in comfortable clothing. It's like, you know, is that a complete contradiction?
It is, because, I mean, you're going to need rugby boots with studs, and the studs are for grip. So, you know, when you're pushing against someone else on grass, you need to be able to not slip over, basically. So, yeah you need studs. I will sort you out with some studs. which will be good.
The shoes.
The shoes. And, well, you know, who knows? I mean, you, yeah, you might find some studs at In the Flesh as well. That's it.
So, you've got In the Flesh on Saturday night, massive fundraiser, with a bit of a twist. What can people expect from it?
This year, we are fundraising to send the team to Rome, so we have gone with a gladiator theme for In the Flesh. So people can expect a bit of leather, a few swords, and to be very well entertained.
So what In the Flesh actually is you kind of take over a venue for the night and you actually bring a bit of tease as opposed to a bit of sport, yeah?
That's right. You get to see other side of the team and a bit of what's under the uniform as well. We have three striptease acts featuring members of our rugby team. We also have a couple of cabaret numbers, some drag kings, and the wonderful Bumper Love hosting.
I was going to say, I feel like this year, it's not just a bit of cheese, a bit of this, a bit of that. There's also mixed genders as a part of the performance. But also, it's up another level. Like, it's a whole production.
That's right. This year, we wanted to take it to the next level and really highlight the diversity and inclusion that our club represents. We've got mixed genders in the strip shows. We have drag kings in the cabaret numbers. We have some Latin dancers. And we have a wonderful headliner, Bumper Love, bringing it all together. This year is about diversity and inclusion. Inclusion and really highlight that the Melbourne Chargers and rugby is for everyone.
Now, you are performing as a part of In the Flesh this year, aren't you?
Yes.
That was a very deep breath. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. The best quote I ever heard from a Charger when I joined up for In the Flesh was that they would do anything to get their naked body in front of an audience, which is the best thing I've ever heard on the Chargers. And so I've committed to that. This is my second year doing In the Flesh, and I'm really excited for it. So.
Last year was a whole heap of fun. I do remember was taking photos like crazy.
Yep.
It was really brilliant last year, but it seems to be stepping up a little bit this year. Lots of performances, a whole, Grecian theme for Rome seems to be the way to go. How are you feeling about it?
I'm really excited, but the routines are definitely harder this year. We saw the choreo for all three dances and we all went, oh my God, this is a lot more dancing this year rather than just getting naked, which is the easy part. The nudity is the easiest part. The dancing's the hard part. Standing there topless, easy. Having to actually dance, very hard. Very excited.
So what's harder, do you reckon? The training you're about to do now or the training you've been doing for In the Flesh?
In the Flesh, absolutely.
One of the brilliant things about In the Flesh, with the variety that's a part of it, it's really highlighting the inclusion that is a part of the Chargers and has definitely evolved and grown. Is it great to be a part of that?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Thinking back a couple of years ago when I very first joined the Chargers, it was like, hey, can I join as a female? And they were like, yeah, can't see why not. Already knew the guys pretty well and it's worked out great. I actually played with the guys on Saturday against Monash and yeah, it was fantastic. It was fine. Kept up with the guys pretty well. Really enjoyed being able to get on the pitch with the Chargers finally, so I loved it.
Now, this is normally a massive event that fills the entire venue, sells really, really well, but a lot of people might not understand why a fundraiser like this needs to happen. So this year, you're all going to Rome for the Bingham Cup, and getting the team over to Italy is no small feat, as well as registration. What kind of costs are you looking at for something like that?
That's right. This is our biggest night of the year, and it's our biggest fundraiser, and Italy and European travel is very expensive, as I'm sure a lot of people know. We are taking a full playing team over to Europe this year, plus our coaches and our physiotherapists, plus our kit and equipment. So with flights and accommodations, we're easily in the tens of thousands of dollars. We are a community sports club, and we rely on the support of the community and fundraisers like this to help us reach these goals. Melbourne Chargers has a fantastic history at the Bingham Cup. We have won previously, and so we're keen to keep up our proud tradition, but we need the support of our wonderful community to help us get there.
Well, what better way to do it with a night filled with variety, performance, a whole heap of fun, and everyone can come together and enjoy themselves.
We're looking forward to seeing everyone there. Please come along. It'll be a fantastic night, and you'll get to see all of our team and maybe a little bit more.
I reckon it's going to be more than maybe a little bit more. It's going to be a lot more. We're going to put the details up to the Melbourne Chargers In the Flesh fundraiser on our socials after the show today. But you can just head to the Melbourne Chargers socials to get all of the details, grab yourself a ticket, and help them with their way to Bingham. I mean, from the sounds of that training, I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be muddy because it's a little bit colder now. But I think I'm going to have to figure out the right outfit to wear. And I'm definitely going to need some new shoes because the Tower of Torment needs its challenges crossed off before Radiothon, which means the next month is going to be me doing a lot of inclusive sports and fitness. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a little crazy. You're on Joy Brekkie and it's bang on 7:30.
I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.